Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. All right, welcome back to Create the Movement podcast. This is Brad Post, and I am excited to be sitting with a new friend of mine. Can we be friends?
Yeah, we can totally be friends.
Lolly Moore with the Unicorn Agency. She's here in Tulsa, social media specialist, online marketing specialist, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Thank you guys for tuning in.
So, you are in an exciting time in your business, right? So launched the Unicorn Agency.
I just had a baby, and the baby's called the Unicorn Agency. And we just launched, and we handle social media marketing. We do consulting, website analysis, and the goal is to help small businesses turn those likes that they're getting into leads.
Awesome. Turn likes into leads. I love it. So tell me a little bit about your story. I know we talked a little bit before the recording, but...
Well, I'm a professional unicorn. I came directly out of college with a degree in English. I spent a decade in the tattoo world. Enjoyed
you
that.
You said you're an award-winning
An award-winning tattoo artist, yeah. And a multi-time cover model. So I had this great tattoo adventure. And loved every minute of it. Still do, still tattoo. But I broke my leg really badly in 2014. And my insurance did not cover very much. And I ran through my savings. And I thought, well, what do I really love? Mm-hmm. And I've always loved advertising and marketing. And I started looking for a position that had a little more security. And went to work for a startup here in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. And was there for about a year and a half before kicking down the doors and coming out in a blast of glitter with the Unicorn Agency.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about, like, what's one thing that's really exciting in your business right now?
Well, I think I have to split into questions because, one, I'm a tech geek. So on the one side, I'm really excited about augmented reality and virtual reality right now and what it does for business. And that's just like what I'm personally geeking out on. I think in the marketing world, what's really on fire right now is we're all really familiar, if not almost jaded by the idea of influencer marketing, but we're really seeing this movement of micro influencers and these smaller movements, and that's supporting a local scene in a lot of situations. And I think it's fascinating to see no harm, no foul, but the death of the corporate spokes model and the trust in a celebrity voice, but with these real world people that are getting out there and sharing their experiences, the micro influence sphere is really fascinating to me.
That's awesome. One thing I wanted to ask, it's kind of off script, but we talked about it a little bit before. So you do a lot of consulting, website, SEO, social media. You also do workshops, you said, for individuals or also for corporate, right? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. Everybody kind of has their own level of expertise in social media. And as in a sales position and or as a business owner, you're trying to leverage every available channel to drive more sales. So what we do in a workshop is go over best practices. You get examples in copywriting. You walk away with the best practices document. After that, I'm available to you for Q&A pretty much until the end of time. We cover pretty much whatever it is that your particular needs are. So if you are a level 7 general ninja, but you just don't understand PPC, we can work on that. And if you're just starting out with a brand new business and have to establish your presence, then we can build an entire workshop around that. So it's very much a consumer concierge experience.
Perfect. I like it. Tell us, like, what is one productivity tool or software that you use every day? I'm sure there's multiple ones. We just did a Facebook Live video prior to recording.
If you just even discount Facebook and Twitter, I am a Buffer fangirl. Okay. I've been a Buffer fan for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And when I was working for the startup, I onboarded them as well for their social media. It's just a very user-friendly platform. They're a super friendly company, so if there's ever a glitch, they're very great with customer experience, which is really critical to me. And in social media, especially if you're a small business owner, you can't stand there and be posting a new post every hour on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So it allows you to be able to keep things in a cascade and moving along, even like while you're doing your job. And their price point is really affordable for a small business. It's something that they can see an ROI on.
Absolutely. We use Buffer as well. I had a conversation yesterday with, like, do you prefer Buffer over Hootsuite, over a few
others? It's such a user-friendly platform, and for people that have never really been active on social media before, it's really great. And their experience, their consumer experience, and they send you updates of a report card on how things are going, high fives when things are really succeeding, and when you're trying to motivate your sales team or your customer service team to engage and them getting this positive feedback. It's really great. Mm-hmm. And yeah, total Buffer fangirl. Buffer, you guys hear that? Send me more things.
Yes.
I already have their socks and a lot of stickers. So
really? Yeah,
I'm gaining for a hoodie now, guys.
I think we got pins and stickers, and that's it.
I caught a typo in a video, so I got socks. Okay. So I was like, okay. Nice. Gunning for the hoodie, though.
the images on there that you can create. I think it's called Pablo.
Yeah, I'm not very familiar with Pablo, but speaking of platforms I use Canva.
Okay, Canva.
Canva.com. A lot of free templates, a lot of very inexpensive templates and a quick turnover with a lot of very pleasing contemporary layouts, and the dimensions are already set up for you for whatever the format is that you need. And what I really like about them is, no offense small business owners, but if I have to see another red and white sign, I'm just gonna have to tear up everything. They really allow you to kind of browse and find something that speaks to your brand and just doesn't look like the traditional cut and paste art.
And you don't have to have a degree in graphic design.
No, that's such a great way to point it. You don't have to have a degree. You can have, I mean, you go in and you upload your own photos. It's a free service. Mm-hmm. You download them. You can even download them high enough resolution for print models. So yeah, it's a great platform, that Canva. I'd like to see Canva and Buffer get married, and then we could all live happily ever after.
What would you say is the biggest pain point or biggest challenge that you're dealing with in business these days?
Well, I'm going to say I just started my own business again. People, but that's actually probably not even true. Before I was even officially launched, I already had my first consultation with a company out of New York. Okay. So being on the grind, I'm not going to say really that the revenue or the leads is a pain point for me right now, but I think getting my why across in an authentic way is probably one of the biggest pain points. Everybody feels like they're being sold on something. Right. And I just always want to make clear in my messaging that I'm not selling anything. Mm-hmm. I am offering my assistance in something so that I can help you grow. I mean, you're paying for my time. Yes, I'm selling you a service, but it is not the idea of getting better at something. I'm actually teaching you how to get better at something.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, because as long as you're adding value to your clients, I mean, it's such a huge difference, you know, rather than just a product or whatnot.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of the consumers that are the customers that I deal with, the business owners, I think going back from likes to leads, a pain that they have thousands of followers, but they're not just blowing out their doors with appointments. Mm-hmm. So I think that conversion factor is probably the biggest pain point that I see. And I'm able to help them address that and their strategies to get those likes and the dollar signs.
Without giving the secret to your sauce, because they need to come to you, but what are some things that you look at?
I definitely want to see engagement and authenticity. I did just a super short Facebook Live video before we got started, and it's just about being there and being present and really telling your why. I think Simon Sinek said it, I didn't coin this, but your why is your everything, right. And I think that really is the secret sauce, is making sure that message is consistent and that you're offering value. Too often people just want to advertise, and I compare it to like the used car salesman ads of like the 80s, or they're just yelling at you and flailing their arms, and nobody wants to hear that. But if you can approach your consumer and explain why you add value to their life, well, you have a consumer for life, and if you add good customer service into that, they're now worth 10 times what they were from the moment you said hello.
Yeah. I think it'd be so much better to invest online or in social media than one of those, like, what are they called, those blow things?
Yeah, those dancing, flailing arm guys. Right. Like, I would like one of those just for funsies. Yeah. But I can't say I've ever seen one and felt motivated to support that business. Right. Like, you know what? They're smart. I need to go get whatever blowout sale they have going on.
Right, or the dressed up people on the side of the street waving to you.
Yeah, I am impressed by the skill, the sign turning skills, though. That's pretty neat. Yeah.
What would you say is the best business advice that you've ever received?
I always have more than one answer for everything. It's so sad.
It's perfect.
On a short form, my friend Gerald Buckley, who I had the pleasure of working with for a short time, and very happy to call a friend for life, told me to wear the bastards down. Mm-hmm. That when you have the data on your side and you know what you're talking about, don't allow anyone to push you past the point of what you know you deserve and what you're going for. And that really gave that something that I keep in my back pocket, and when I feel a little beat down, I just remember that. But Simon Sinek's work for your why is, I guess, the other side of that is I know I can wear them down because my why is what I'm working for. It's not that I want to charge you $100 to do a workshop so that I can go shopping and buy new shoes. My why is I want to educate you so you can make so many more people happy with your product or service, and that you're able to provide for your family and build a brand and support a community. As we're seeing these monoliths, JCPenney, Macy's, Nordstrom's closing down, like, there's an opportunity for mom and pops to come back and to have this resurgence, and I want to be able to help them do that.
That's good. So you mentioned Simon Sinek. Like, are there some books that you would recommend to our listeners? Like his book Start With Why, but
His books are really great. I like the 4-Hour Workweek series. It's an interesting concept. I think it tells you a lot about time management, and when someone is thinking about going into business for themselves, it really gives some insight. Mm-hmm. But Timothy Hughes, who I mentioned earlier, has a book called Social Selling, and he breaks down how this is really one of the most impressive and high converting tools we have at our disposal. Is you can connect with a C-suite on Twitter, mm-hmm, and create a conversation, a relationship, but whereas before you had to get through 3 gatekeepers, a secretary, and a marketing director.
Right.
So his book, Social Selling, is really amazing. Mm-hmm. Ryan Diaz, I'm always afraid I mispronounce his last name, but The Invisible Selling Machine, it's a short read, it's really great, and it explains why you need to have an email campaign. Mm-hmm. It's not just about social. It's about all the electronic media.
We get his emails like every day. He's a digital
marketer. It's obnoxious, but you know exactly who I'm talking about. Yeah. So there's great takeaways, and I think it can definitely be taken too literally and to the extreme.
Right.
But it's moldable to your business. And then for a lot of small business writers, I think a great book to have on hand is Ann Handley's Everybody Writes.
Okay.
And it's called the go-to guide for Everybody Writes, your go-to guide to creating ridiculously good content.
Oh, nice.
And it's very simple, and it takes the stress out of it. I think so often small business owners, even experienced marketers, we all look at that blinking cursor, and just want to throw the screen out the window. You just don't know where to start. You feel overwhelmed, and there's a lot of really great tools and tips in there, as well as just insight into writing content that's sticky, that actually works and sticks with your client.
That's good. What about, are there any podcasts that you listen to often or would recommend to our listeners?
Yeah, I like Louder Than Words, which is John Benigni. And again, it's so strange to try to pronounce these names correctly, because I'm always afraid I'm going to embarrass myself and say them incorrectly.
Right.
But his stuff is really, I mean, the name speaks for itself. It's about being louder than just the copy that you're creating. And it really is effective for project managers, anybody that's in the creative field of any graphic design, anything. And then I also like Ryan Handley's Content Warfare.
Okay.
He talks to some really great content creators and influencers and just amazing, inspirational people. And it's such a very casual platform that the people are at ease and you really feel like you're part of the much like this, I hope the listeners feel like they're part of the conversation.
Absolutely.
Instead of just being preached to.
Right. That's good. So you've got Facebook, the Unicorn Agency.
Yes. Right?
And we mentioned it earlier, but you're working on some videos that are going to be going on.
Yeah, right? Yeah. The Unicorn Agency, my May project is a tip a day for May, and each day is going to be a short video tip on how to leverage your social media to build your presence. And that's going to be May's focus, and each month is going to have a different focus on what you can be doing little by little to start building this up. And that is applicable for really anybody that is into marketing themselves, whether that's their profession in marketing or if they're marketing as a performer or a producer of a show, just the things that people tend to overlook, or just you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And since I bury myself in best practices, I like to be able to pass along those little tidbits. Awesome.
So a tip a day in May. You got to be following Facebook.
But you got to be following me on Facebook at the Unicorn Agency, yeah. And my Twitter will be going live soon as well. And we also have the website. It's getting built right now, and it will be announced. So you guys got to follow me on Facebook, and be sure to talk to me on Twitter at @alollycake. Mm-hmm. And I do the Sales Hacker Chat on Twitter every Tuesday. It's a really great Twitter chat on Tuesday mornings, 11 Central Time. And the host, Jordan, has people across all different branches of media and marketing. And it's a really great time. It's a really great conversation to jump into, and always great takeaways.
And then you're also a little more on LinkedIn.
Yeah, yeah. Good old-fashioned LinkedIn. Yeah. You can find me being Miss Lolly Moore there, and my account is public. If you want to connect, I'd be happy to meet you. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to me with them, or ideas or suggestions. You just want to tell me a joke. I love jokes, too.
All right. Well, Lolly, thank you so much.
I appreciate you having me, Brad. This has been fun.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.